So Ben, just I'm fascinated by this, and I think other people will be. So let's talk about it slowly here. You said this is about the thing that's gone viral, Team Cope, right? What does Cope mean? You said it's big in the United States. It's young people use it as a way. Give me an example how it'd be used.
Yeah, so it's kind of like the best example I could say is that like if your sports team lost and you know you were coming up with excuses, someone would say, you know, you're coping or you know cope or whatever, you know, and
So it
it's
would
sort of
you,
a sarcastic term
right?
used
Or
in that
just
sense.
cope?
Yeah, or just yeah, I cope
Like
by
just
yeah.
say, so say I my team lost and I was given out about it on social media and then someone would just say cope.
Yeah, you were giving out about maybe the ref was harsh, you were coming up with excuses. People would say cope. Now
Okay.
that's
So
my
now,
best understanding of it. It's
So now, tell me again, just explain for the listeners because I'm fascinated. I can't wait to have a look at it later on. Tell me exactly what took off on social media. We're talking about millions here, millions of followers and stuff like this. What took off?
well,
You
basically,
were standing over there.
Yeah, we were just standing up there, and Highland Radio. You must have missed it.
Right.
Highland Radio had a picture of us up tallying, just me and James, and it was just
Your
Team Cope
backs.
is on the back of the Hi-Vis, and they just put it up, just you know Team Cope
And
tallying
then
or
it
whatever.
went viral.
And yeah, I think a person shared it, saying you know this is a great reaction image or something, and it's went unbelievably viral. I
Well,
think it's
fair play. Make
millions.
some money. 3 million. I hope you make some money out of it. Probably not.
Double pay on a Sunday as well, you know, so I think it should work out very well for us.
Susan Meehan. Oh, there it is now. Look, Team Cope. So listen to me now, Susan. Why do you think Susan Meehan is here and she's part of Team Cope? Why did Pat the Cope do so well?
Do you know what? I think Pat obviously lost his seat last time, but he didn't stop working. He was still there. He had an office set up in his house, and he said himself he was as busy. He was nearly busier dealing with queries and helping people around the county. And I think he's worked hard. And I suppose the people of Western Eagle, seeing what they lost the last time, I always put it down to pure complacency the last time that Pat the Cope was safe and it didn't deliver. And I feel this time they've seen what they lost and they've.
I presume your family's steeped in Fianna Fáil, is it? So, and is yours, Ben? Not so
My
much.
not really. No, my grandfather would have canvassed
That's
for
all
Fianna
right.
Fáil, but wouldn't be
Well,
a
then
Fianna
that
Fáil
kind of
fan.
answers the question because I just wanted to say, Susan, for example, do you think he was able to get new blood on board, so to speak, as opposed to like the hardcore Fianna Fáil or you know Fianna Fáil support? And
Absolutely.
somebody said he did a good social media campaign,
Brilliant, yeah.
which might have got younger people on board. No, can you
No,
talk to me
absolutely.
about that?
Pat like has always been quite active, especially on his Facebook, and it always gets brilliant traction. He has young people around him, around home. He has, you know, all the football team.
He was able to. Now, Pat the Cope is as fit as a fiddle. He's getting a little bit older. I mean, I'm 50, but he's not, you know, he's the point is he's not as young as he used to be, but it hasn't slowed him down,
Not
and it
even
ha
remotely.
certainly hasn't. It certainly doesn't detract him from young people getting on
No,
board with his campaign.
not at all.
He
Like,
has that energy that attracts young people.
absolutely. And Pat, following is the right word, from tots to everyone. Everyone's,
He's got that
he's, yeah,
appeal.
he does. He does. He can relate to everybody. He's very relatable. He makes everybody, he has that charisma that everybody feels like they're the most important there and then, and they are to him.
And what are the issues that were coming up at the door when you were going around canvassing for Pat the Cope? Like, there'd be the same issues that would be impacting yourselves.
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
like, what I presume what kept coming up at the doors, because this was in the exit poll, was the issue with housing. Do you know what I mean? And the lack of affordable housing, rents, and so on. And that's impacting you. But during the campaign, it was argued that, look, Fianna Fáil has been in power for more or less 100 years or whatever. And well, this current government has been in power long enough to make real inroads, and they haven't done it. So, but obviously that hasn't impacted. Well, we'll see with Charlie McConnellogue in terms of how it pans out here. But nationally, anyway, it doesn't matter. In terms of nationally, people are still flocking towards Fianna Fáil to a certain extent. What do you think, Ben?
Well, I think, you know, I know you said there that maybe we haven't made inroads, and I know that, you know, prices are still going up, but I think, you know, we're building record numbers of houses. We're seeing that development happen, you know, and it's going up and up and up every year. I think we're on track now in a couple of years to get 40,000 houses built. You know, I know that it is tough for people, but we're starting from a very low base. I think, you know, I suppose after the crash, that the ball was dropped in housing, but I think we're turning that around. I think the important thing now is that we get social and affordable housing built for people, because I think what we were hearing on the doors was, you know, people on lists, and you know they just know that they're going to be waiting for years to try and get a house. So I think getting social and affordable housing built through the councils is something that's very important.
What do you think, Susan?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I'm in complete agreement with Ben. Like, it was, we were going to doors, and that was the main issue that was coming up. I think this government has made progress. Like, obviously not enough, but hopefully with another 5 years, that we'll be in a very different position in 5 years' time if they keep
and
going.
And people seem to believe that, because although, yeah, okay, there's a very significant vote even here in Donegal for Sinn Féin, mm-hmm, and a significant vote around the country, and they were promising a completely new government or whatever else. We'll lead a new government. We'll sort out the housing problem. It didn't really seem to have enough traction, did it? I mean, what's your, as somebody involved in the campaign yourself, why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think people are starting to, I suppose, see that what Sinn Féin are saying, that it's not backed up by anything. There's very little policy there. We've seen Mary Lou on the debate, and she was asked about getting the funding from the banks. She couldn't answer it. She, you know, people are starting to see that there isn't the credibility behind what they're saying.
You agree, Ben?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think that, you know, when people are looking at Sinn Féin, what they're seeing is a totally different plan to what Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have. They're looking to take away the schemes that people in Donegal are using. We're seeing loads of people in Donegal use the vacant home scheme as well. I think, you know, they brought in this a whole new sort of scheme for social housing where, you know, the cost was reduced because you wouldn't own the land. I don't think that really clicked with people. I don't think that was satisfactory for people. And I think that, you know, people are seeing now the progress go up with Fianna Fáil. And I think that that's why they're wanting to try and stick with this government.
But Sinn Féin did win the election very well here, very convincingly here in Donegal. But do you think that's simply because of the promising the 100% redress?
Yeah, that's part of it. You know, Sinn Féin is just very strong in Donegal. That's, Fine Gael is very strong in Mayo. You know, different areas, I think, just have different parties. I think what we're taking from this here is that we're seeing a great vote for Fianna Fáil. And now I think we're hoping over the next 5 years to try and consolidate that there.
How would we get more? This is a discussion we've had with different people. Susan Meehan's here, and Ben Harkin, part of the Vote Cope campaign, which obviously has been extremely effective. Susan, how would we get younger people, you know, the 18 to 25 year olds? And that's a major cohort that is not voting. Obviously some do, but I mean, a huge number. 80, I know a lot of young people in that age group, a lot of young people in that age group, because they'd be friends of family members and so on. No, not even registered. No interest. Having a clue what's going on. Having a clue what's going on politically. How do you do that? How do you sort that out?
I think we need to highlight more. Should that be through schools or whatever format that takes? But we need to highlight the importance of votes. We need to let young people know that their vote is important and that it affects absolutely that their vote affects absolutely everything. That,
yes.
You know, every single thing that happens, should it be the roads, they're getting their driving test, all that, who you have in power affects all that. And I think we need to get that message across to young people.
Okay, listen, Susan Meehan and Ben Harkin, thank you very much for coming over. Where are you from in the county?
I'm from Mount Charles.
Mount Charles. Yeah. And
I'm from Termon.
Termon. Fair play to you. So, geez, you're a good distance apart anyway. Yeah. But we're on the road together, and
Yeah.
How many were part of Team Cope?
Oh, well, there was a massive crowd. Yeah, you know, some of the places like in Gweedore and that particularly, there was absolutely huge
crowds. There was 40 people out in Gweedore. Everywhere Pat went, there was a team of at least 15 to 20, up on 40 people waiting on him to come into the town or into the village.
I think we had 20 people out in Kilmacrenan, you know, we're down into Carrigard.
What
as well.
Ministry do you want him to get?
What ministry? I'll leave that to, I think I might leave that to Micheál Martin to decide.
But you just want him to get one?
I think that, you know,
would you rather he get it than Charlie McConnell?
I think Charlie McConnell Oak's done a brilliant job as Minister for Agriculture, and I think it'll be up to, you know, whatever party's forming the next government to figure that out.
But you're Team Cope, you want him to have the portfolio.
Or Team Fianna Fáil too.
Team Fianna Fáil. Well, thanks a million for coming along.
Thanks for having us.
You can drop by anytime.
We will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bring a few scones the next time. Anyone that comes here, bring scones. You get a very nice interview. But thanks very much.